I want you to come to Romans chapter 8 with me this morning. And probably the first verse that I really learned by heart when I first came to the Lord was Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And in the Amplified it says, we are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together, are fitting into a plan for good to those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. And when you and I are faced with a difficulty and we don't understand, and many times we don't, if we run to the Word of God, and that particular promise can bring you back to life. Because it doesn't say some things work together for good. It says all things. Now, is it comfortable to have a problem? But it is a growth process. It is a way of God getting a hold of us to make us mature and grow up and become what God has called us to become. Now I want you to back it up, and I want you to look at verse 14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. What does that mean? All who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. I can remember hearing that word many years ago and really questioning God. Well, I know I have the Holy Spirit. How do I know? Because I have the evidence of speaking in other tongues. I have the evidence because words of knowledge bounce out of me. I have the evidence because prophetic messages come out of my mouth from my heart. I have the evidence because I have visions. I have the evidence because I have a heart to give love instead of judgment. I'm trying to show you how you know who you are in Christ. How you realize, wow, I am interested in the body of believers. I am interested in other people that are having a hard time. I'm trying to help them, and every time I try to help them, what happens? Doesn't work. Why? Because I'm the author. My flesh. How many like to watch people suffer? No hands up? There are some weirdos out there that do like it. Yeah, but you're not one of them. Okay? So, again, I would question, God, I'm trying to help them, and they reject, find fault, criticize, run away, give excuses. How many relate to this that I'm describing? Put your hand up if you relate to it. Okay? If you have the awareness that Christ's love starts pouring out of you, that should give you a clue who you belong to. Amen? And if you belong to the Lord, you're going to have some of His attributes. In case you forgot, who wanted to kill our Savior? Yeah, religious folks. You say, well, we're in church. Are we religious? I hope not. I hope not. If you come here to become religious, I would definitely say you have a problem. Huh? You don't get to heaven by becoming religious. I want you to back up. John. The book of John. Chapter 8. So, she's paying for her miracles.
Exactly.
But that's okay. If that's what they want to do, you let them do.
You can't change their mind.
No. So leave her to the Lord. And, yeah. Yep. Yep. No, you can't. No. I'm going to take you on a little journey. In John chapter 8, our Savior is having a discussion with some religious folks. Okay? And I want you to kind of study this later on if you want to get the full picture, because I'm going to try to paint a small picture. Okay? I want you to look at verse 29. And he who sent me is ever with me. My Father has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. That's relationship. How many of you had a dad? Thank you. Relationship. Daddy tells this little girl or his little boy, go to school this morning. You get your clothes on, have your breakfast, and go to school. Because your father is really interested in making you mature and grow up. So again, our heavenly Savior says, and he who sent me is ever with me. My Father has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. He doesn't say part-time. Verse 30. And he said these things, many believed on him, trusted and relied on and adhered to him. So Jesus says to those Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, hold fast to my teachings, and live in accordance with them, you are truly my disciples. Disciples are disciplined ones, people who take and obey what God tells them to do, to really go forward. Verse 32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's offspring, descendants, and have never been in bondage to anybody. What do you mean by saying you will be set free? Jesus answered them, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, whoever commits and practices sin is the slave of sin. Now, a slave does not remain in the household permanently. The son does not remain forever. Sorry. The son does remain forever, meaning there's a difference between sonship and slavery. Slavery is part-time. Sonship is permanent. Said it wrong. Okay? The son does remain forever. So if the son liberates you, makes you free, men, then you are really and unquestionably free. Yes, I know that you are Abraham's offspring. Now, these are the people that he's teaching, right? Yet, you plan to kill me. Because my word has no entrance, makes no progress, does not find any place in you. That's a heavy word. I tell these things which I have seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions are also reflect what you have heard and learned from your Father. Now watch. Verse 39 says, they retorted, Abraham is our father. Jesus said, if you were truly Abraham's children, then you would do the works of Abraham. You would follow his examples. Do as Abraham did. But now, you are wanting and seeking to kill me. A man who has told you the truth, which I have heard from God, this is not the way Abraham did. You do the works of your father. Then he said to him, they said to him, we are not illegitimate children and born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Brace yourself. Verse 42. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me and respect and welcome me gladly. For I proceed and came forth from God, out of his very presence. I did not even come on my own authority or my own accord or self-appointment. But he sent me. Why do you misunderstand what I say? It is because you are unable to hear. How many have some people that are unable to hear? Well, catch a clue. Unable to hear what I am saying. You cannot bear to listen to my message. Your ears are shut and shut to my teaching. Ready for 44? You are of your father, the devil. And it is your will to practice lust. Gratify the desires which are characteristics of your father. Listen to the characteristic of the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks of falsehood, he speaks what is natural to him. He is a liar himself and the father of lies and of all that is false. But because I speak the truth, you don't believe me. Do not trust me. Do not rely on me or adhere to me. Who of you convicts me of wrongdoing and finds me guilty of sin? Then if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me or trust me or rely or adhere to me? Whoever is of God listens to God. Those who belong to God hear the word of God. Those who belong to God hear the words of God. Is that complicated? This is the reason that you do not listen to them or to me, because you do not belong or are not of God or in harmony with God. Or in harmony with God. If there's harmony between two people, what happens? They get along. They can get onto the same wavelength and really connect with each other. How many have ever met a total stranger and yet felt very comfortable with them? Do you ever wonder why? Because you're from the same Father. Now you say, well, I can't get along with mom and dad. Okay? I can remember when I first got born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, one of my arch enemies was my dad. Yeah. You know, I think he would have rather spit at me than to love me. Yet I knew he did. Mom and you are like that. Okay. Like fire and water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wanted a strategy from God. Yeah. Guess what it was? The answer is constant love. Constant giving out of His love. So I began my quest to obey the Lord. Oh, let's go back to Romans 8. You're absolutely right. It's not meant to be easy. It wasn't designed to be easy. You know why? Because otherwise you wouldn't be a real overcomer. A real overcomer has to have something to overcome. So look at your neighbor and say, you're on the way. You're in progress. You're going to be in love with all your enemies. Because all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. And that's me. Amen? Amen? You see, all things. It doesn't say some things. Oh, just the ones that are in love with me. Oh, I can love them. Ooh, ooh. How many get the fluffy tuffies? Yeah, you do. You're so wonderful. You never heard Fluffy Tuffy? You know why? Because Gabriella has a new bunny, and her name is Miss Fluffy. And she has a Fluffy Tuffy. Okay? So when we go for a walk, we have to take Miss Fluffy. Halfway through the walk, we get up. Yeah, right. So, guess who is elected to pick up Miss Fluffy and rub her tuffy? Okay, come on now. You're human. For Pete's sakes, every one of you has one of those. I did. Sometimes it's embarrassing walking up the street. If they don't, they've already heard of me. I'm telling you that. But you know what? They know when to call across the street and say, my so-and-so is needing prayer. Okay. Romans chapter 8. Did you get a clue about God? If the firstborn son was rejected and they couldn't stand him, I rest my case. Amen? Verse 14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For the Spirit which you have now received is not a spirit of slavery to put you once more into bondage to fear. But you have received the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit producing sonship in which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are children of God. So do you see who you belong to? The assurance is done by whom? By the Holy Ghost. Amen? And if we are His children, then we are His heirs also, heirs of God, fellow heirs with Christ, sharing the inheritance with Him. Only we must share His suffering. There you go, but Miss Olivia? We must share what?
Suffering.
Oh, really? Sufferings automatically bring up what? Yuck, yuck. I remember Marilyn Hickey. How many of you ever really listened to Marilyn? Okay. During the time that I was having a major war with my son Gary, we were on definitely two different wavelengths. He was on a selfish motivation growing 100 miles an hour towards I want. Did you hear I want? And I'm going to do. And I'm never coming back to this crazy town. I'm going to see the world. I. And so God sends me to a conference. So I'm at this conference, and Marilyn Hickey is teaching. And guess what she says? She gives us this intense teaching about God's plan for sons. Oh, yeah, right. Do you think I like the medicine? Are you kidding? It tasted horrible. Proverbs 10:1. Or if you have a problem with your mom or dad, or, you know, you can check out Proverbs 10:1. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But I learned it. And then it was coordinated with this. All things work together for good. So, God, I'm going to thank you for my sons. I don't even believe what I'm saying to you because it doesn't resonate in my soul. The only place it resonated was in my spirit. So I made a commitment, and this was in November. It was about now. And every morning when I got up, I would look at my journal, and I had a title on my journal cover. Proverbs 10:1. I guess we'd better go there, huh? I thought we weren't going to go, but we are. We're going. So if you look, why do you think I know it by heart? Because I didn't like the medicine. A wise son brings joy to his father. That's as far as I wanted to go. I wanted joy from that little shrimp who was thinking that his father was the last thing he ever wanted to see again. Come on. Fathers can be your biggest enemy. Mothers too. Absolutely. Designed by God to get who on their knees? Through the things I suffered, I began to say, okay, this son, is going to be wise, and he's going to be bringing joy to me. Well, we didn't talk, by the way. The only way we could communicate is through my wife. My wife and him were one-to-one, and it was wonderful. But as far as I was concerned, I didn't exist. In his eyes, I was the last thing he wanted to communicate with, because I didn't want to let him go and do what he wanted to do. And I let him know up front. No way. Anyway, he's now in California. And I'm at PTL when that conference happened. It was the beginning of November. And I got this wonderful lady, Marilyn Hickey, giving me this word. So I come home and I'm not going to tell anybody anything. Thank you. This is my little secret. I'm going to do it my way. Yeah, exactly. Guess who was both on the Pride Channel? Yes, absolutely. And, of course, that made it all the worse because I knew I could see myself. Uh-huh. Bottom line, every morning, Proverbs 10:1. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. So now this is January. Very cold. I'm working at Grace. And I come home from work. I've been counseling all day. It's been probably a very difficult day. And I'm quite tired. And my wife says to me, we got a telephone call from Gary. I said, well, that's not unusual. He calls when I'm not home. All right. You know. Please, come on now. She says, you wrote him a letter for New Year's. I says, yeah, I did. Several pages, right? I says, yeah. Because I didn't tell her. And so, he's coming home. He had his car out there. He wants to meet you in Charlotte, North Carolina, and wants to experience Praise the Lord in and the campground in Charlotte. And he heard that you might be interested, and he would like you to meet him there. Oh, man. I mean, you know, This is the guy that can't stand me. Now wants to meet me in Charlotte, North Carolina. Lord, what do you want? And I heard Proverbs 10:1. So make arrangements. So I did. I got onto the Peter Pan bus line at I forgot what time, and of course 24 hours later, I'm pulling into Charlotte. I have not connected with him. He has not connected with me. I didn't even tell my wife what bus company that I was going to be on. And I'm just, it's like, I don't know, 7:30 in the morning, and I'm really, you know, you sleep on a bus. But anybody ever sleep on a bus?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm half dead. And to make a long story short, I'm now going to try to put my face together as best I can because I've been sleeping in the corner and try to comb my hair and all that other stuff. And, yes, I'm definitely wrinkled in and out. And I sit up in the chair because my head is going now into torment. You're coming into a strange city. You don't know a person here. How are you going to get yourself from here to the Heritage USA? And none of the above has any answers. Okay? I hope there's taxi cabs available or rent-a-cars or whatever because I don't know where. I've never been there. Strange city, strange people, but a wonderful God. So I'm thanking the Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is all going to work out for good. And I'm finally, my eyes are starting to open. You know how you have those eyes that don't see straight? And I look out the window, and the bus is coming to a stop sign. And as the bus kind of slows down, I look up, and there's my son's car at the corner, parked right there waiting for me. Any clue as to the happiest father in the whole United States of America was? I wanted to jump through the roof. I think I literally did. My son's here! I know how to get from there to there! I got out of the car. I mean, out of the, you know, you come down those steps, and he's standing there, and of course, he is still having a problem with his father, but his father has had no problems with his son. Loves him to pieces, grabs him by the neck, and of course, he's 6'3", so you got to think about this, you know. I grab him by the neck, I give him a hug, and I give him a kiss on the cheek, and he wanted to just kill me. In front of everybody, you know, I can't stand this cotton-picking love. But you know what? It was the best thing in heaven. Because heaven came down that day. Heaven was that love affair. It was one-sided. But for a whole week, we stayed at Heritage USA. We had the most awesome, his favorite thing is a log cabin. And we had rented a log cabin. We had a log cabin for a week with a fireplace. And we lived in that log cabin. It looked all like this. It was awesome. He didn't talk to me for a whole week, but it didn't matter. We had this incredible loft that we slept in. We had a gorgeous, gorgeous bedroom, huge, with a private bathroom. It was just heaven. He hung out with this teacher and his wife from New York State, and they ministered to him all week long, and I have the best son, Lord, thank you. I have the best son, Lord. You know what? It was easy then to work with them. Mark 11:24, believing you have received, it will be done unto you. Mark 11:24, believing you have received, it will be done unto you. A wise son brings joy to his father. That was the most joyful week I've ever lived. I had overcome by the word of the Lord and the words of my testimony. The blood of the Lamb has set me. Close your eyes. Holy Spirit, these that are broken, that have had problems with family and problems with hardships in relationships. Father, you know how to minister to them today. Lift them up again. Give them a new courage by the grace of our Heavenly Father. Let them come to unity and harmony with their family, because that's where it all starts. In Jesus' precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor, say, God's going to do the same for me. Because he's no respecter of persons. Amen? And amen.